Welcome to the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. Our goal is to share God's Word for the purpose of helping believers grow in their walk with Christ and to experience God's will for their lives. So get your Bibles and your hearts ready. Let's join today's episode with our host, Tim Dumas.
Hello and welcome. My name is Tim Dumas. Thank you for joining me today. I do pray that you are doing well, growing in the things of God, falling more in love with our good God. And He is good, and He is love, and He loves you. Today I want to share Romans chapter 12, verse 15, and talk about how we can connect with others and how we can also guard our own hearts at the same time. Romans 12, 15 says this, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." Now let me say, nothing connects you more or like being excited when others are excited, being excited what they're excited about. Or on the other side of that is feeling their pain when they're going through something that's hurting. We connect with people that way. You know, Jesus himself, he wept even though he knew Lazarus was going to be risen again from the grave, right? You remember he was in the tomb and he said, "Lazarus, come forth," and Lazarus came out. But before that happened, the sisters and the families of Lazarus were crying, and the Bible says Jesus wept. Now, I don't think Jesus wept because Lazarus had died. He knew what was getting ready to happen. But I think he cried because he was hurting for those who were hurting. And I want to focus today on Romans 12, 15, especially the first part, rejoice with those who rejoice. Now, if something good happens with somebody or to somebody, a lot of times it's easy to rejoice with them. But we need to make sure we're connecting with them, because sometimes somebody will tell us something that they're excited about and we won't act like it's, you know, a big deal. And that will let them down. And they'll think, well, why did they even tell you? I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but we need to be careful. We need to honor people and get excited about what they're excited about. But when it's hard is when they are experiencing something good that's happening into their life, but at the same time, it's a letdown or even a hurt for you. That's when it's hard. Let me give an example. See, I'm in real estate myself in the Oklahoma City area. And I have friends who, you know, buying and selling homes, of course. And sometimes I feel like I'm close to one of my friends, and we are, but yet they chose somebody else to represent them in the transaction. And so, you know, there's some hurt there. Well, why didn't they choose me? Well, you know, there's lots of different reasons why they may choose somebody else, and I'm not going into that right now. But what I want to say is this. See, at that time, I'm hurting because they chose somebody else, but they're excited. So I have a choice to make. Am I going to do what the word says and rejoice with them because they're getting a new house? Yes, because that's what the scripture tells me to do. Let's look at another example. What if somebody that you like marries somebody else? Does that hurt? Of course it does. But are you called to rejoice with those who rejoice? Yes, you are. Is it hard? Sometimes. But I want to share some ways that we know we can do what the word says, even when it's hard. Here's some truths. First of all, Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So can we do everything that God asks us to do? Yes, we can. We can do whatever the word says because we have Christ within us, strengthening us. What else? Listen to what 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 said. This is Paul. He said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God within me." See, Paul was saying, I worked more than everybody else, but yet it really wasn't me. It was the grace of God doing it within me. So this is a key point for our Christian life. We need to understand that whatever God's called us to do, we need to give the effort, but at the same time, we are trusting for the grace of God within us to give us the ability to accomplish what God's calling us to do. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 says this, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into the grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. See, Paul says it's by faith that we access this grace that gives us the ability to do what God's telling us to do through his word. And the simple fact that the word tells us to do something tells us that through the word we have faith to access the grace to do what the word says. You know, Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In the words, rejoice with those who rejoice is the power to produce faith within us to access the grace to rejoice with those who rejoice, no matter what the circumstance may be, even if you're hurting personally. You know, because Peter was told by Jesus to come, Peter was able to come to him, even if it meant walking on the water. It was the words of Jesus that enabled him to do it. Now, if we are happy and we celebrate the good things that happen in others' lives, doesn't that give us a whole lot of opportunity to be happy? If we're rejoicing with other people, if we rejoice when they rejoice, if we're happy for them. You know, I know sometimes we hurt. Like I gave an example. What if I'm a realtor and somebody that I know chooses a different agent to represent them instead of me? So, you know, is that an opportunity to hurt? Yeah. We're all going to have opportunities to hurt. But the key point is not to stay in the hurt. The key point is we can rise above the hurt and come out of it. You know, caring for our hearts is important. Remember Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So if we're down, if we're hurt and staying there, then it's actually hurting our own health. We need to be able to guard our hearts, and part of that is believing God for the grace to rejoice when others are rejoicing. And when we have that ability, we can continue friendships, if we desire to, with the people who have hurt us. In the minimum, we're not going to carry the hurt anymore. I don't like carrying hurt. I don't think you do either, and we don't have to. It's all about taking steps of obedience by faith and experiencing the grace of God kicking in, so to speak, or empowering you to do it. See, we just see what the word says. He says, rejoice with those who rejoice. And I'm thinking, I'm not very happy about the situation, but the Bible tells me to rejoice. I want to do what God's telling me, so I'm by faith going to start rejoicing. And then you experience the power of God come up within you, giving you the ability to do it. See, it's walking by faith, trusting God to give you the grace. If I'm happy for people when good things happen to them, then I have boundless opportunities to be happy. You know, isn't that good news? If I'm only happy when things good happen to me, good things happen to me, and not with others, then I'm missing a lot of opportunities to be happy. I want to be happy. I want to guard my heart and allow God to guard my heart by obeying what his word says. See, when the Bible tells us to do something, it's not just for the benefit of others. It's for our benefit. It's for our benefit that we learn to rejoice with those who rejoice, that we learn to get excited about what others are getting excited about. And, you know, it really makes a person feel good when you get excited about what they're excited about. It makes them feel valued. And we need to help others feel valued because then they'll know that God can love them. You know, I think I've shared before, I've met people who had no value in themselves and they thought they weren't worth loving, that they were unlovable. But you act towards somebody like they have value, then they believe they can be loved and they can believe that God loves them. And that's what we want them to know. More than anything else, we want them to know that God loves them and sent his son to die on the cross for them. If they would believe on Jesus, they could have eternal life. So be happy and celebrate when others do. It's good for your heart and it's good for your body. Again, my name is Tim Dumas. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it's been a blessing. Until next time, may God's riches and best be yours.
Thank you for joining us today for the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. We hope you have been blessed. For more resources and information, please visit us online at hopeforhealingfaithforliving.com.